Just a real quick question. This is Orlando Henlon from CIA Miami. With the small groups, I realize within your ministries there, you got the whole church involved and things that started from like ground up for you guys. And I'm just kind of wondering, like within the campus ministry itself, how many small groups do you have involved in that, and like how many people are in each group, or and like when would you say it is a great time to spread out to like multiply those groups and get them going? I know it takes discipling to individuals, which is definitely groundbreaking first, and then it starts moving forward into the other small groups.
I just want to, Carrie will answer this, but I just want to encourage him to really practice what he preaches, because when he talked about the big group thing, this is one of the things that I'm always on him about, is making sure that he's getting his small groups small. So here you go.
We have, in the campus ministry right now, we have three small groups is all at the Crossings. And we try not to let those groups get over 15. We'd rather them be like 12 is what we'd rather them be, and hopefully evenly divided between the guys and the girls as much as possible, so that we have six people that we're dealing with. I have six guys. Hannah has six girls that that they get to deal with, and we don't like them to get much bigger than that. And we divide those, you know, when they grow or if they don't grow. That's one of the things too. If the cells don't grow, we'll look back over a semester and we're like, man, nothing happened. Nobody was developing spiritually. If nobody was one in that cell, we look and we're like, okay, we got to change some things and mix some things up, and we got to reevaluate, and we'll move people around, and we don't have to worry about offending them. We don't have to worry about them getting upset. They know the purpose. I think that's one of the things that sometimes your hands are tied, because you're going into churches that aren't going to cooperate with you. And I know that's probably what you're talking about, is kind of some of the frustration you're dealing with. One of the things that I want to encourage you guys to, and this isn't to cause any kind of disunity, period, but I want to encourage you guys, if it's campus ministry, if you're thinking about going and planting a campus ministry, to plant a church. That's one of the things we came over. You're not going to spend all your time fighting something and so much that you can't get the work that needs to be done on campus and the work in the community that needs to be done. You know, I would suggest considering putting together a whole team and starting a whole church and starting a campus ministry with that. And it's an awesome opportunity. It's so nice that we don't have to deal with so much of the baggage, because we can get down to the nitty-gritty of reaching the lost people rather than fighting the structure that's been in place for X amount of years. So that's kind of a side note, but yeah.
I would say it's very important at the inception of a group that you intentionally plan to birth new groups, so that would not be a surprise. And I completely agree with the group size. If you get 18 or over, it's no longer a small group. The dynamics are, you can call it a small group, it's not a small group. And if you are not only planning to birth new groups, but you are intentional about birthing new groups, where everybody in the group understands that is going to happen at a certain point, I think that takes an edge off. And I would concur, having been a part of about 15 or 16 church plants, that you would avoid some of the baggage. There are other problems you would have. The one thing I would say to that, though, I would have a problem in intentionally planting one generational churches. And so, you know, we need to interact. I'm intrigued by the gender thing, six men, six women. I think that we see a tendency to sometimes go away from that. But, you know, men and women need to learn to relate to one another somehow. Some of that's based on a misapplication of Donald McGavran's homogeneous unit principle. His disciples took it way too far, much farther than McGavran ever meant for them to take it. And I would also say that one of my frustrations with groups in Churches of Christ is, it seems like we have assumed that there's only one type of group. The cell church model, is only one model of many models. And I believe the churches that are reaching and keeping people and have seen this exponential growth have multiple types of groups. And I was really excited to hear about the different groups here at your church, whether it's Celebrate Recovery, the Greek, whatever it is. That is outstanding. I think that's the way to do it.